Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
So let's see now, did you actually grow up down in San Antonio?
Yeah, I did. I grew up in San Antonio, but I was born on the mission field because my parents were missionaries in Brazil. So, but pretty much, you know, raised my entire life in San Antonio, Texas, and just love it. Oh, I got involved with high school girls when I was in college, and I knew that that was just an area that I wanted to pursue, which is the hearts of high school girls. So as soon as I got this opportunity, since Dad's already doing Women of Faith, and I met some wonderful leaders in charge of Women of Faith, I just wanted to jump on it and just went full force because it just this is my sweet spot, that's for sure. So I love it.
So, Jenna, talk to us about what are some of the greatest issues that today's teen girls face?
Well, I think there's a lot of challenges as a high school student. One of them would definitely be boys, and we tackle that a lot at Revolve. A lot of them is going to be your peer groups and just learning to fit in with the cool crowd or you know, just being nervous you're a dork, any of that, just peers at school. And as well as your home life, you're going to have struggles with your parents, I believe, is a big relationship struggle for a lot of girls because they're learning to get along with mom and dad, you know? So, and there's a lot of butting heads.
So, Jenna, what are some of the nuggets of wisdom that God has equipped you with that you bring to the platform at Revolve to pass along to the teen girls who are here?
Yeah. Well, I think I focus more on the teen and parent struggle that I just mentioned in their relationship. So really what I bring forth is specifically the relationship between fathers and daughters and the way that your father at home can shape you and mold you. And so we focus on the home relationship between father and daughter, but we primarily bring in the relationship between a daughter and her heavenly father and the relationship between that, because that's the most important. So,
you know, Jenna, as you were talking, you said a key word, you said relationship. And just talk to us about what you've learned through your years of living so far and what God has taught you, what you've gone through, your own experiences, about really the value of relationships and what role relationships really do play in a person's becoming who they are.
Well, I think what I primarily talk about at Revolve is just how my relationship with my own dad really did affect who I became. You know, it was sort of if he got on to me for a certain outfit that may be a little too risque, or if he said I couldn't go out with a boy, or all of those little things that parents are trying to teach their daughters are somehow going to mold and shape them. And so really, my relationships with my parents were so important. You know, they're my example in life from the time I'm born, you know, and all the way up. So, but just reminding the girls that the relationship with your heavenly father, with God, it's so important because it goes beyond religion. It goes beyond rules, legalism, church. It's not about going to church every Sunday. It's just about talking to God and falling in love with Him. So the word relationship is important, you're right, because I think God is so relational. First and foremost, He wants to just know us and love us. And so that's what we try to talk about a lot at Revolve. It's just that relationship with Christ.
Can I get a high five, please? That was awesome. You're right on. I said, I'm connecting with you. Uh-huh. All right, Jenna, if someone wants to get in touch with you, how do they go about this?
Really, if you visit revolvetour.com, that's going to be the greatest place to go. So there's podcasts and blogs and fun things that you can read up and listen to. So revolvetour.com.
Okay, you know, as you've traveled with Dad throughout the Revolve Tour time, give me a word, Jenna, right off the top of your head. Give me one word that best describes your dad as you've traveled together and worked together, right, as a team and speaking here on the Revolve Tour. Any word come to your mind?
Man, humility. Humility always comes to my mind when I think of Dad. I primarily believe that because he's just such a servant. You know, if right before we go on stage, he'll say, "Jenna, come on, let's go pray." And within his prayer, he always reminds me, "God, we are here to serve these girls. We are here as vessels for your name." And Dad has always done that just growing up with him. I mean, he's never been a preacher or an author to me. He's always just been a dad that is full of humility because he knows who his real dad is, you know? He knows his God and has a relationship with him. So it's always been in the home. I'm very blessed.
Good on ya.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.